And we are wrapping up the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association Stampede Rodeo from Athens, Texas. Man, I got to tell you, it was a fantastic time down here in Athens. The weather was great, but I will tell you, it was a full moon. And we're going to kind of explain our point of view of that here coming up later on in our show. But, you know, it was really a great weekend down here in Athens, as we were with the Andrews Rodeo Company, and we cannot say enough about what they bring to the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association. They had things on hand, and they ran things so smooth down here. It was just a great event, and they brought in some of the top names, not just in the competitor side of things, but also, you know, your bullfighters, your barrel man, your rodeo announcer down here this weekend. All great, talented, you know, contestants and rodeo personnel that we're going to talk a little bit about. We're even going to have some interviews with here coming up on our show. But, you know, things were really great down here. They started off Thursday with the slack, and they had the timed event slack. Going down to, I believe, the biggest key point in the slack performances were some of the top names in the barrel racing. Kaylee Bass was down here. Lindsay Sears was down here. And, of course, none other than the Stephenville, Texas great, Miss Carly Pierce. And Carly was down here actually leading the barrel racing coming into the performances on Friday and Saturday with a time of 15.82. Well, you know, with as many rodeos that are going on down here in Texas in one particular weekend, it's hard to say whether or not 15.82 was going to be strong enough to hold out. We'll let you know if it did here as we get down to talk about the barrel racing. But before we get started and recapping, you know, the events here in Athens, Texas, one of the things that we want to take time and talk about are some of the things that take place in order to make this event possible. And that's, you know, the great sponsors that are down here. And if it weren't for the sponsors, you know, these rodeos would not exist. Now, granted, the fans really have to be here and show their support to the sponsors in order for them to come on board. Well, this is a longstanding, I mean, I believe it's been over 25 years that this rodeo has been going on down here in Athens, Texas. And one of the big committee members, the board members, and one of the sponsors here this weekend was McDonald's. And we're going to catch up with one of the members who took part in that, and Mr. Kevin Lilly. He's the one that made that possible for McDonald's to be down here in Athens, Texas. So let's take a listen.
All right, we're down here with one of the committee members, one of the guys that helps make this rodeo here in Athens, Texas possible, Kevin Lilly with McDonald's. Kevin, talk to us about what it's like for you to come down here and put on such a great event like you did this weekend down here in Athens.
Well, it's great for us to be involved with the rodeo and bringing McDonald's customers here. And we know many people that are on the road come to McDonald's. And so it's just a fun time for us to offer and sponsor a great family event where all our customers can come and we can offer a little benefit to them coming to McDonald's at times too.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can't complain about it. I know that you guys have brought in some McDonald's quarter pounders from out back for the contestants and the personnel. And you know, you guys have been doing this for some time out here now, and it's such a valuable resource, you know, to have great sponsors like you guys down here to put on such great events like they do. I mean, if it wasn't for you guys, these guys wouldn't be able to afford to bring in such professionals like they have.
Well, we like to just add to the experience, and it's just a lot of fun to be able to sponsor and bring value to the community so they can enjoy a great event like this. You know, we've been involved since early 2000. It's kind of a trademark of all the events that we offer. We always bring quarter pounders for everybody, and it's just a neat event for everybody in the Cowboys.
It really is. Now, is this the only event that you guys do, or do you guys do others throughout the year?
Oh, I do several throughout the year. We try to sponsor every PRCA rodeo that's around. You know, we're very involved in the Crockett Rodeo as well as, of course, this one.
You bet. Well, I got to tell you, you know, from us, you know, here in the rodeo family and all the fans, we want to say thank you. And, well, shoot, it was great having the McDonald's. We can't wait to come back again.
Well, we hope you come back soon and look forward to seeing you again.
You bet.
All right, that was Kevin Lilly, who is one of the guys down here with representing McDonald's as one of the sponsors for the PRCA Stampede Rodeo here in Athens, Texas. And like you said, you know, this is not just the only one that they support. They support many over here in the Northeast Texas area and Central Texas area, you know. It's really great to see McDonald's out here. We saw a whole lot of quarter pounders being handed out to not just the rodeo contestants, but also the personnel that are down here working the bucking chutes and the gates and the pickup men. It was really an awesome experience, and it was really nice to see the Golden Archers down here on the barrels. And if you guys have not seen, we do have photos posted on Making 8 Networks Facebook fan page, so make sure to get over there and check that out. Now, getting down into some of the action, here we go with the bareback riding. You know, I got to talk about what, you know, this was a full moon this weekend, and I don't believe it was just here in Athens, Texas, but there were a lot of guys that struggled, not just in the rough stock. You know, you think, okay, well, you only get one or two bull riders. Nowadays, that's almost common, which it shouldn't be that way, but unfortunately, that's kind of the name of the game. But we're talking about guys in the bareback riding and the saddle bone couldn't get mark outs. We had guys in the tie-down roping that couldn't get ropes on the calves. Broken barriers. We're talking about guys with steer wrestling that couldn't bring a steer down. It was a rough weekend all the way around. We even had wrecks in the barrel racing, which we'll talk about here coming up. But in the bareback riding, we did have a few qualified rides throughout the weekend. Monty Goodwin from Weatherford, Oklahoma scored, believe it was 59 points on vodka of the Anders Rodeo Company, and was able to get him in a fourth-place finish. Now, 59, getting you a fourth-place finish is almost unheard of, but, I mean, really, this was just a weekend of struggles for the Cowboys, the contestants that were here. Cody Lamb from Sherwood Park, Alberta, he ended up scoring 60, which put him in third place. Clint Griffiths, now, Clint is from Wyoming, and he was on the Wrangler National Finals horse, Roly Poly, ended up bringing up 61. So he gave him a second-place finish. And your first-place finish in the bareback riding, Chance Madsen from Pine Bluff, Wisconsin. He had Spitfire, and I'm telling you, it was a really good ride. 71 points is what they marked him. And, you know, congratulations to Chance for a great run down here. Was able to give him some great points here in the standings. Now, the steer wrestling. You know, we talk about some of the guys that struggled down here, but I will tell you, we did have some great runs from the guys that were able to get things done. Morgan Grant and Tremaine DeBolf, both Texas guys, tied for fourth place in the steer wrestling. Paul Melvin finished third with a 4.2 run. He's from Paradise, Texas. Tommy Cook from McAlester, Oklahoma, with a 3.6 run, finished second. And the top runner in the steer wrestling, Riley Duvall from Checkatall, Oklahoma, finished first with a run of 3.3. Now, you talk about fast, that was fast, folks. And here we go with the saddle bronc riding. Saddle bronc was another one where guys, you know, really seemed to struggle a little bit. Tolcali from Crockett, Texas, ended up with 67 points on Mad Wolf. That gave him a fourth-place finish. Jeremy Ray Melancon from Huntsville, Texas, scored 70 points on Lock and Load of Andrew's Rodeo Company. Ty Kirkland from Lufkin, Texas, scored 72 on Mud Puppy. And your winner in the saddle bronc riding from Desdemona, Texas, and I probably mispronounced that, and I apologize, was Isaac Diaz, a Wrangler National Finals contestant we've seen a few times. He's actually originally from Florida, makes his way down in South Florida, down by Davie, Florida. Scored 73 points on Sugar Shack of Andrew's Rodeo Company. He was your winner, and we were able to catch up with Isaac after the run. So let's take a listen as we were able to catch up with Isaac Diaz.
All right, leader of the saddle bronc here tonight on a Friday night in Athens, Isaac Diaz. Isaac, you had a re-ride coming into it. Talk to us about that re-ride horse you had.
I only been on the horse once. It's a nice horse. I was pretty excited about what it was. Dang sure felt like I could have rode better, but it worked out all right, I guess.
He gave you a little trouble in the chutes, but you kind of took it to him as soon as that chute gate opened, and he come out pretty well and scored 73 points, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, kind of just pumps you up, I think, as long as they don't hurt you in there, you know, it gets your motor running.
We're getting down. Now, where are you headed next?
To Lufkin tomorrow.
All right, well, congratulations on tonight, and good luck tomorrow.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys, that was Isaac Diaz, 73 points. He ended up having that run on Friday night, and it was a really good run. You know, that horse gave him a little bit of trouble there in the chutes, and, you know, Isaac just kind of put it past him. Like you said, kind of used that as his motivation to get himself pumped up and was able to get things done. So congratulations to him and all the guys here so far that were able to come out with some scores. You know, really just to come out with scores was a pretty good thing. Here in Athens, Texas, on a Friday and Saturday night. But anyways, we're going to get down to take another short break here, fans. When we come back, we got a lot more rodeo to wrap up from the PRCA Stampede Rodeo in Athens, Texas. Stay tuned.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making A Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Make an 8 Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakeAn8Rodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Hey guys, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon talking about technology and rodeo. You know, lots of things have changed over the years since this sport first began. One thing we want to talk about is our friends at RodeoGenius.com. It's the virtual online rodeo secretary for event producers and classifieds for all things rodeo. Fast, easy, and hassle-free. For more information, check them out at RodeoGenius.com.
You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Show on Making 8 Rodeo Network, right here on KWBY 98.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and Making8Rodeo.com.
All right, welcome back to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Report from Athens, Texas. As we get down to the tie-down roping, now here's a guy we got to talk a little bit about, Ace Sloan. Now, this guy competed in multiple events down here this weekend. We also saw him in the team roping. Was able to pull off a fourth-place finish with a run of 9.9, Ace Sloan. So congratulations to him. Dennis Luce from Hempstead, Texas, had a run of 9.8, which also tied for second place with Colt Carter of DeKalb, Texas. Both of those guys had a run of 9.8. Those guys were able to bring home the second and third place tie. From Carthage, Texas, we had Spence Barney. He ended up having a run of 9.5. That was the fastest time in the tie-down roping this weekend. So congratulations to those guys. Now, into the team roping, we did have some pretty good runs, and it was really exciting to watch. Shane Paschal and Ron LaFleur, both guys from Texas, ended up splitting second, third, and fourth with a run of 5.9. And they split it with Caleb Mitchell, Brett Gold, Dakota Shipp, Trey Carter. All those guys had a run of 5.9. That was the split for second, third, and fourth place with 5 and 9. The fastest time was only a tenth of a second faster with 5.8, and that was Cody McMinn and J.C. Williams, both of those guys from Texas as well. So they are your winners in the team roping. Now, going down to the barrel racing. The barrel racing was quite exciting. Like we had talked about here at the beginning of the show, the Stephenville, Texas cowgirl, Carly Pierce, was the leader going into the rounds on Friday and Saturday. Now, after Friday's performance, she was still in the lead with a run of 15.82. That was Carly Pierce's run in the slack on Thursday night. Was it going to be enough for her to hold out? Well, unfortunately not. They did have one faster time. Kim Couch of Raton, Oklahoma, had a run of 15.68. And that was your fastest time here this weekend in the barrel racing. So congratulations to Kim. Also congratulations to Carly Pierce, our Stephenville, Texas cowgirl. I know all the fans listening on KWBY are certainly pulling for her. Not to worry. She did come out with a second-place finish. So congratulations to her. And hopefully we'll find out how she did at some of the other rodeos this weekend as well. Now, the bull riding. This was another one where guys really struggled. The Andrews Rodeo Company, you can't say enough about the caliber of stock that were brought down here. This was a, you know, when you're talking about Wrangler National Final bulls, like Jawbender that were here, we had some great ones like Spin Cycle and many others that were here. You know, you cowboys better bring their A game, full moon or not. And unfortunately, only actually came out with three qualified rides in the weekend. Cody Cahoon of Livingston, Louisiana, had a 73-point ride on Hank. Jeffrey Joseph Ramagos of Zachary, Louisiana, both those guys being from Louisiana, had a 83-point ride on Street Credit. Now, that was Friday night. That was your leader going into Saturday night's event. But the top guy, the top cowboy on Saturday, the only one to actually have a qualified ride on Saturday, was a Canadian cowboy by the name of Landon Lockhart with 84 points on Floyd. Now, Floyd was actually his re-ride bull, and we were able to catch up with Landon after the ride, so let's take a listen. All right, we're down here with the winner of the Bull Rider over the weekend, 84 points, Len Lockhart. Len, talk to us about that ride you had here tonight.
Well, I didn't really know what that bull was. They said he was good either way. He came out there and came into my hand, which is what I've been riding good into my hand lately, and he just felt good, packed you around, and he was just a good bull.
Well, that was your re-ride bull, so they gave you a second chance. You came out here and made something happen with 84 points at the high mark of the weekend. Now, talk to us about you coming in to Athens, Texas, down here. You've only been to maybe half a dozen pro rodeos, right?
Yeah, I've been getting drawn out of quite a few. I'm real happy to get some money out of here, and that'll get me into a few more rodeos now.
Yeah, and get you your card, right?
Yeah, I might stay on my permit for a year, but I'll get my card here pretty quick, hopefully.
Well, good deal, man. Congratulations here tonight, and we look forward to seeing you down the road.
All right, thank you.
All right, guys, that was Landon Lockhart, your winner in the bull riding down here this weekend. Now, before you guys run off, we were able to catch up with a lot of the rodeo personnel down here that helped make this sport, this event, such a great event like it was. We had some of the best bullfighters down here, Clint Hopping and Scotty Spencer. So let's take a listen as we are to catch up with your bullfighters here this weekend in Athens, Texas.
All right, one of the bullfighters down here, Clint Hopping. Clint, talk to us about what it's like for you to be down here in Athens, Texas with this with the Andrews Rodeo Company.
Well, You know, that's two things right there, being in Athens and being with Sammy Andrews. Sammy Andrews has just superb livestock. I mean, the bucking bulls are out of sight, every one of them. And so it's really fun to be a bullfighter, be in the arena with that kind of talent, because, you know, the bull riders will follow. And so it's almost like a perf at the NFR every time he puts on a rodeo. And so that really makes me rise to the occasion and perform to my best, which I really enjoy. And then Athens, you know, I've been here a lot as a contestant. This is my first year as a bullfighter. And just a great picture of small town Texas America, and you know, the whole community gets involved, and it just makes for what rodeo is all about, just a family event where you can come and enjoy rodeo, enjoy God's creation. And you know, a lot of friends come here, and it's a rodeo I look forward to every year.
Yeah, absolutely, it really is. And the weather's been great down here, but so this is your first year fighting bulls down here. How long have you been fighting?
I've been fighting bulls for about 7 years, and I've had my pro card. This is my third year, and my first year to fight for Sammy Andrews. I grew up around rodeo, so I've been I've ridden and fought for a number of years, and my dad got me involved in a lot of different things. So it's been a fun ride, and I'm just really happy to be here where I'm at now.
And you said that you actually rode down here, you rode Bronx and Bulls, is that right?
Yes, sir. There in college, I competed in a number of events, and so that took me to some pro shows here and there, and Athens was one of them. And so I've been on some of Sammy's animals at this rodeo before as a contestant.
Now, is it any harder to be on top of them or be in front of them?
You know, it's as far as the physical, it's, you know, you're going to still experience those same the same kind of soreness whenever those days come around that you get hooked or something. But I think the rodeo is like baseball. Mickey Mantle said 90% mental and the rest is in your head. So it doesn't matter if you're roping a calf, fighting a bull, or riding a bronc. You know, you've still got those mental challenges that you're going to have to overcome.
That's right. Well, listen, it's great to catch up with you, and we look forward to seeing you down the road.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Yes, sir.
All right. We're down here with one of the bullfighters of tonight's event here in Athens, Scotty Spencer. Scotty, talk to us about what it's like for you to be down here, and it's actually your backyard rodeo, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It ain't very often we get to sleep in our own beds when we're going to rodeos, and that makes it a lot nicer when I can go. I live about 15 minutes from here. It's my hometown. This rodeo is awesome for me because, you know, right here at the house, all my family's here. They get to come watch and everything.
Now, you've been fighting for professionally for about 7 years here, right? Did you ever come out here as a kid?
Yes, when I was in high school, I grew up around here. This is where our high school rodeoed at, and I used to ride bulls before I started fighting, and we had our high school finals right here at this arena, and I've been on top of a horse and bulls and underneath them, too, in this arena.
So you know this arena pretty well, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, good deal. Now, talk to us about what it's like for you to be fighting bulls. I mean, when did you start getting into it?
Well, when I was still riding, I actually got a scholarship to college riding bulls, and we'd go to them practice pens, and there wouldn't be no bullfighter, so one of the bull riders just step out there just to help if we needed to, and I just had a knack on it, you know, and I enjoyed it, and I had fun doing it, and started doing it little small rodeos here and there, and I figured out they pay me to come do it. And the bull riding, you got to pay to come. Well, they pay me to come here and show up, and I enjoyed it a lot more than riding bulls. And instead of coming here and getting on one bull like the bull riders do, I get 15 of them. So it's a lot more fun for me.
That's right. You know, and I've spoken like a true bullfighter, too. I mean, as many guys as we talk to going up and down the road, that's got to be the top answer, is that they pay you to come down here instead of having to pay an entry fee. And even then, you're not guaranteed to go home with a paycheck. So, yeah, it does work out good, man. Well, it's good to catch up with you, and we really appreciate what you've been doing out here. You've been doing a great job. We look forward to seeing you again tonight.
Well, thanks, sir. I appreciate y'all being here.
All right, guys, that was your bullfighters, Clint Hopping and Scotty Spencer. Both of those guys worked well throughout this weekend. It was really great to catch up with them. Like I said, Scotty being right there from that area, it was really nice for him to be able to take his kids and his wife and then come home early and go crawl up into bed. We also have a great little interview with Andy Stewart, who was the man behind the microphone down here. We were able to sit down with Andy, so let's take a listen as we were able to catch up with him. All right, the man of the hour down here, the one we hear behind the microphone, Andy Stewart. Andy, talk to us about what it's like for you to be down here in Athens, Texas.
Well, you know, this is a great rodeo. It's not too far from my home, and yeah, it's the only time throughout the year that I get to work with the Andrews Rodeo Company, Sammy Andrews. And, of course, he, when it comes to bull riding, I guess Sammy's the godfather of the bull business. And just really, really great committee here with the Chamber of Commerce and Elder Dodge and everybody that's involved. It's one of my favorite rodeos. I enjoy being here. Have a long relationship here. Back in the amateurs, I used to come to this town and then work their amateur rodeo. And then when we made the progression into professional rodeo, unfortunately, and after a few year hiatus, I was able to come back. So just love being here and love the people of this community.
Well, I've got to say, it's really a pleasure to be able to hear you down here. I know the fans really enjoy hearing you, and you know, they've got a great staff down here, and you really can't say enough about the Andrews Rodeo Company. Now, talk to us and tell us a little bit about how long you've actually been announcing.
We're going on 20 years now. I bought my card in 95. I started in 1991. My very first rodeo was a high school rodeo slack I filled in for. Did a couple of play days and then went on and was fortunate enough to meet Scotty Lovelace through a bull rider buddy of mine and began working for him through the amateurs. And in 1995, bought my pro card. So to 2005, it would have been 10. 12, yeah, so we've been at it a while, buddy.
That's right. Well, you know, we had an opportunity to run into you in Vegas there at the Wrangler National Finals, and I'm sure we'll probably run into you again out there. But it really is nice to be able to catch up with you and see you down here and interacting with the fans and being around here. Like you said, it's kind of like your hometown rodeo.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, my career really took off 4 years ago. First time I was nominated in the top five for Pro Rodeo Announcer of the Year, my fourth year, and opened a lot of doors for me, a lot of different rodeos that I've taken on out west and that have really grown. But it's always good to be grounded, and this rodeo is great, and to come here, you know, it's not Cheyenne, but I have just as much fun. So we have a good time here and love the people. Get to meet old John Chesery with Ram Rodeo, one of the only rodeos that he and I get to work together. And Ram's been such a great sponsor of rodeo, with Hayden Elder and the guys at Elder Dodge here and what they do, and Sharla and the Chamber of Commerce. I'm planning on being here a while, as long as they'll have me anyway.
Well, good deal, and that's a great thing to have these sponsors down here, you know, contributing and supporting the pro rodeos down here. And, well, you can't say enough about the Athens, Texas weather down here, too. It's a great time of year to be down here in Athens, Texas.
Hey, springtime in Texas, it doesn't get much better. Everything's a bloom. The fish are biting. Weather's perfect. Sunshine. Have a great golf tournament here, so It's a good time to come to Texas. Matter of fact, we're getting ready for a performance tonight. We have 115 ladies that are part of a group called the Getaway Gals, who travel all across the United States in RVs to different events. And they're all here tonight dressed as rodeo clowns. So we get to see some really neat stuff out on the road, and we're excited to have them here.
You bet. Well, Andy, we'll let you get back to it, and look forward to seeing you down the road.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, guys, that was Andy Stewart, your announcer down here all weekend in Athens, Texas. And I've got to say, one thing that he mentioned was this 115 getaway gals who come down here, and they range from all ages, and they come down here and supported this rodeo. Was absolutely amazing. Fans, if you guys have not gone over to the Facebook page here at Making 8 Network, go over and take a look and see all these young ladies dressed up as rodeo entertainers, as barrelmen, and they were just, I mean, the light of the show. We were still talking about it when we got back to Paris, Texas on Sunday. I mean, it's just one thing that is truly not just a memory for the other fans that are attending this event, but also the rodeo personnel that were there absolutely enjoyed having so many of these young ladies here that travel all over in these RVs. They are a true inspiration. And you talk about living life to the fullest. These young ladies were living every bit of it down here this weekend in Athens, Texas. So we appreciate having the Getaway Gals coming on down to visit with us down here at the PRCA Stampede Rodeo in Athens. So we're going to take another short break here, fans. We got more interviews coming your way as we wrap up things from Athens, Texas. Stay tuned.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to Ride Right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Macon 8 Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to Macon8Rodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at Macon8Rodeo.com. Get a grip.
You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Show on Macon 8 Rodeo Network, right here on KWBY 98.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and Macon8Rodeo.com.
All right, welcome back to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Report. As we wrap up the PRCA Stampede Rodeo from Athens, Texas. And, you know, it really was a great weekend down here. The weather was perfect, and we had such great, talented personnel working this event, as well as some of the great competitors that were down here. You know, alongside some of the other ones that we didn't mention, Chris Harris, a NFR bareback rider, who actually just won the rodeo in Longview, Texas, last weekend. Jay Morrow was down here in the bull riding. Unfortunately, both those guys ended up having short nights on Friday. A couple of the other guys we were able to catch up with, Matt Reeves, who's been in the NFR a few times, in the steer wrestling, as well as Scott Cormos, who was here in the tie-down. Now, they, too, had some short nights here on Saturday. Like I said, I'm chalking it up to a full moon, and that's just what it is. And hopefully these guys will be back at it this weekend, which I am sure that they will. You know, the Getaway Gals had themselves a great time down here. But, you know, the one that was actually doing the rodeo entertaining, John Harrison. Now, there's a great storyline behind John, because John has been around the rodeo for a long time, and his family's been around rodeo for a long time. We were able to catch up with John Harrison, your bullfighter, your barrel man, and your rodeo entertainer down here in Athens, Texas. So let's take a listen. All right, the funny man down here in Athens, Texas, John Harris. John, talk to us about what it's like for you to be down here in Athens, Texas.
You know, this Sammy Andrews rodeo, and I got Andy Stewart announcing. It's just fun. Sammy's rodeos click off really good, and a lot of action-packed, good horses and good bulls. And last night in the bull riding, the rattle right off the bat was got smacked by a bull and dented my barrel. So that means the next day you're out there trying to hammer the dents out of it. But it's a lot of fun. Come down here, it's fairly close to home, you know, 3 hours from the house. That's, I consider that close. And we're just having a good time. Looking forward to tonight.
That's right. Well, the crowd's been good down here, and it really has. It's been a lot of fun watching you down here. Now, they've got a bunch of young ladies out here all dressed up at Rodeo Cloud. Are you going to use them as part of the act tonight?
Absolutely. I heard about them, the traveling ladies and the camper. My wife said if she ever leaves me, that's exactly what she's going to do, too. She's going to – I said she probably – you know how that is. The woman always gets the house. She'll probably get my trailer, and she'll start traveling with them. But they said there's 150 ladies out there and dressed as rodeo clowns, too. So we are fixing to have a good time with them. That is for sure.
Absolutely. Now, you talk about your wife. She is actually not with you here tonight. She's actually back home. You've got a baby on the way, right?
Any minute. She's been having contractions today, and we're going in. If she don't have it during the perf, we go home tonight, and we go in tomorrow, and they're going to induce labor.
Well, congratulations to you ahead of time, Eric.
Thanks, sir. It's going to be baby number three. We're going to stop there. The back of the Dodge truck is full. Stopping now.
There you go. Now, I got to make mention here. You actually, your family, you come from a long line of rodeo folks. Talk to us about your granddad.
My grandfather was Freckles Brown, who was a world champion bull rider in 62, and then in 67 rode a famous bull by Jim Shoulders named Tornado. And so I grew up kind of in the sport of rodeo. I knew my grandfather more as, hey, Grandpa, you know, never knew his rodeo history until I really started traveling, getting on the road, and you get out there and you get to listen to people like Clint McSpadden and Hadley Barrett and some of them, the older rodeo guys, tell stories, and get to experience a little bit more of my grandfather that I didn't get at home. You know, he watched me a lot. We went to sell barns and, got to experience kind of more of the ranch life, and you know, the legend that he left in rodeo means a lot to me, and I love going on the road and getting to see a lot of the rodeos where I get to see pictures of him that's hanging on our wall. You know, now I'm getting to go to those rodeos and perform, so it's pretty special for me.
Absolutely. Now, what made you want to get into the Barrelman Act?
I didn't. To be honest, there's nothing growing up that said I wanted to get hit by a bull. But I always wanted to trick ride. When I was little, I saw, you know, Vicky Adams and Leon Adams and them guys. They come to the rodeo, and they come out, and, man, that's just what left the image from that night at the rodeo was the entertainers and the clowns. And so I started trick riding when I was about – I got my first lesson when I was 5 and got my PRCA card in 99. I was roaming riding and trick roping. And rodeo, I kind of had to adapt to really stay busy. Every rodeo has a clown. And so I just kind of started clowning a little bit, and shooting, it snowballed, and here we are today.
Well, we hear Andy talking in the background, and I know it's about ready time to go to work, man, but we really enjoy seeing you down here. Thanks for catching up with us.
Thanks a lot. We're fixing to go have fun.
All right, guys, that was John Harrison, the barrel man and rodeo entertainer down here in Athens, Texas this weekend, and what a great time. What a great storyline, you know, for him to be the grandson of the legendary Freckles Brown. You know, makes his home still in Hugo, Oklahoma. And, you know, just for him to be able to travel out at these rodeos and hear some of these, and not just rodeo personnel, but fans that have been able to see his grandfather ride, you know, at the Wrangler National Finals. And, you know, there's so many out there that actually witnessed his granddad riding Tornado, and that's just amazing for him to be able to sit down and hear those stories. And he travels with his family. I want to wish him well and send him a congratulations, as I know that the baby should have been born already, and hope things are going well for him this week. And I know that he's not going to be getting much sleep here in these next coming weeks. But really great to catch up with him, and a great entertainer down here this weekend. Now, the next two guys I want to bring on and talk about, or talk with, are two of the guys that actually make this event possible. You know, if it wasn't for these guys coming together, we would not have the PRCA Stampede Rodeo here in Athens, Texas, and we would not have such great entertainment to be able to come down here and witness firsthand at this rodeo. So the next two guys that we're going to bring on to sit down and talk with are Sammy Andrews of Andrews Rodeo Company and Hayden Eldred with the Eldred Dodge part, who were the sponsors for this event. So let's take a listen to these two guys.
We're down here with two of the gentlemen that made Athens, Texas happen. I'm talking with Hayden Eldred and Sammy Andrews. And Hayden, talk to us about what it's like for you to be down here and supporting this rodeo.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, Sammy always tells everybody because of me, he's a PRCA contractor. Well, what I got to tell you is I owe him everything. We wouldn't be in the rodeo like we are with my kids and my family if it wasn't for Sammy. And so, you know, we owe him everything.
Well, Sammy, for you to be down here in Athens and working with such great sponsors like the Dodge dealership and Hayden down here, what's it like for you to be down here in Athens, Texas?
No, I love it. We started this rodeo, Hayden and I. And we had lots of difficulty at first, but we finally got things worked out. And it's been great for both of us. Like I said, both of our families have benefited from it. And he was a Dodge deal, and he always wanted to have a PRCA rodeo, so he's the reason why I got my PRCA card, and I owe him for that, because I probably was, we was a big fish with the amateur deal, and I don't know, we was getting to go to some PRCA rodeos anyway, but anyway, he told me I had to get my card, so I got my card, and Everything's worked out great.
Well, that's not exactly true. I didn't tell him he had to have his card. The Ram, when Dodge came in for a sponsor, or Ram came in as a sponsor, they said they had to be PRCA sanctioned. And he did, so I called him and said, look, I don't want another contractor, so you need to go get your card. He said, well, I don't know, I'll call you back. So it was, I don't know, a week or 10 days went by, and he called me back and said, well, I'm going to do it just because. And so I didn't do it. I didn't make him do it. But anyway, and you know, it's the best thing that ever happened to both of us.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you were just saying that he was telling you to go get your card. Now, does he tell you to come down and get a truck as well while you're down here in Athens? Because I believe you just picked one up, right?
Oh, yeah. I have to get one from him every year. I mean, he won't pay me at the rodeo until I buy a truck.
Well,
I think I sponsor the rodeo.
What I know is I know for sure every year I'll sell one truck that year.
There you go. That's a sure thing.
I may not sell another one the whole year, but I know, by God, Sammy Andrews buying a truck. So I just mark it on the board in January and going about my business.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what, gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be down here in Athens, Texas, and we enjoy it. We look forward to coming back again. So thank you guys for what you do.
No, thank you. I tell you, I got to thank this whole committee here. I mean, they're just a great bunch. The chamber, Chashi, I mean, she's, I don't know what we'd do without her.
Yeah.
And Hayden and his support here with Dr. Ram Rodeo. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a good little PRCA rodeo.
Yeah, it's not the biggest in the world, but by God, it's pretty good. And you know what? Come back next year. What we ought to do next year, come down and we ought to stream live next year.
Hey, we can do it.
There we go. So there's the gauntlet's down. Let's see if we can do it.
All right, guys. That was Sammy Andrews and Hayden Eldred. And I've got to say, those two guys sitting down together are characters, and it really was an absolute pleasure to sit down with them and have a good time down here in Athens, Texas for this PRCA Stampede Rodeo. They both credit each other for making things possible, but, you know, really, you take a listen to what has taken place over the last 25 years down here in Athens, Texas, and in the PRCA with Sammy Andrews and just where he's gone over these past 25 years, and you can just say, wow. You know, it all starts down here, and this is where the roots are. So I want to thank Hayden Eldred for making it possible, as well as the Andrews Rodeo Company. Sammy Andrews and his son James did a fantastic job in making things happen down here, and we're just so lucky, so fortunate to be a part of this event. So we cannot wait to get back here again. Like I said, who knows where next year is going to bring us, but it is going to be fun, and you can bet that Making A Rodeo Network will be down here as we cover the event again next year. So that's going to wrap up our show here. Fans, want to thank everybody for tuning in. Now, we do have a special we're going to be bringing to you right after our closing. We're going to take a short intermission and be back here for our Back on the Ranch show coming your way right after this. So until next time, fans, make sure to stay tuned to MakingEightRodeo.com.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
Listen to the
master
of the
radio.
Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
Listen to the master
of
the radio.
Turn your lights.
God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And I'm your man. 'Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this water should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as the nightfall. My boots are leather. Here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'll tour up and I'll float up, I'll look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, 'cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall, my first and ever night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from head to my toes, and this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double docking boat ramp, and whiskey shaken, never stir. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's crazy. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'll tour up on the floor of a look down the knuckle. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all. Think that I'm your man.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight maniacs. This is pro rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to step back on the ranch with Making Eight. So get a grip, because the show starts now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 bowls, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8.
Here comes the bull.
Well, hello, rodeo world, and welcome to the Back on the Ranch radio show right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in here tonight as we also did our wrap-up here earlier. So you're kind of getting a doubleheader here on a Monday night. But, man, I'm telling you, we are fired up about the rodeos that are happening out there and the things that are going on. And as most of you fans know and been following along, we were in Athens, Texas this past weekend with the Andrews Rodeo Company, with Elder Dodge, and, you know, so many others that were down here. We got to run into Andy Stewart and John Harrison and, you know, a fantastic event. Cannot say enough about what we saw here on Saturday night with the Getaway Gals, as there were 150 women dressed up as rodeo clowns down here for this event. If you have not seen the photos, make sure to go over to Make an 8 Network on Facebook. We also have the pictures posted on MakeAn8Rodeo.com. Just go check out the photo gallery, and you will see them all right there. Unbelievable. And you know, when you talk about 150 ladies down here, it was wild. They cheered for every cowboy that walked past them. And I think that if there are any missing in the state of Texas, that we might ought to go to the Getaway Gals first. They may have ended up trying to throw a couple of them in those RVs. So, anyways, as we get down here on a Monday night, sit back on the ranch, talk a little rodeo, talk about what's been happening out there, figured, well, you know, we got to bring on our co-host here for the evening, the lovely, the one and only Miss Paige Gregory. So, Paige, great to have you on board here on Monday night. How are things going with you?
Oh, thanks, Scott. Everything's going good. How are you doing?
Oh, well, you know, we're a little tired. Had spent some late nights. We were able to do some camping this weekend. The weather was beautiful
there
in Athens, Texas. Yeah, it was great. Now, it got a little hot down here. It's in the mid-80s down here in Oklahoma this weekend. But not to worry, because we're going to be down into the 30s come Thursday. So, you know,
I can't. Oh, yeah, soak up the sun while you can.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in shorts right now. Of course, I'm not outside getting my suntan. And it's probably a good thing, because I'd be blinding everybody here. But we have – it really is. Honestly, Paige, it's the first time I've had an opportunity to break out my shorts all year long. And it's not even going to last, though, because Thursday we're going to be in the 30s again. So it's like –
oh,
can we win? You know, Mother Nature is tearing us apart down here in Oklahoma. It's driving me nuts.
It is.
But that's all right, because we've got rodeos to talk about. We've got much more entertaining things going on than to talk about me and sun tanning. So anyhow,
okay.
There are a lot of great things coming up, Paige. And one thing I do have to mention before we get into talking about some of the other rodeos that were happening, MakeAn8Rodeo.com, we're getting ready to launch some new things that are happening, a YouTube channel that will actually provide all of our listeners, all of our fans, all of our viewers, the opportunity to go over and search YouTube and find so many rodeo things right there on MakeAn8Rodeo.com.
Oh,
we're
going to
have
awesome.
different feeds, PBR feeds. We're going to have feeds from rodeo athletes that do YouTube channels regularly. So you guys
That's
are going to be able to see a lot of different rodeo clips and find out a lot of different things that are happening out there in the rodeo world just by tuning in to MakeAn8Rodeo.com. So awesome things happening
That's
there.
Awesome, Scott.
So,
yeah,
but before we get into it, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say it's great that sport of rodeo grow and reaching out to all the YouTube fans.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Paige, talk to us a little about how things are going with Rodeo Chat now. Talk to us about how you guys did and who you had on with you last week.
Oh, last week we had Team Roper, Jim Ross Cooper. He's a healer. It was a lot of fun chatting with him. He chatted about, like, some of his previous events, some of his summer plans, and how hard he's going to work, just, you know, keep practicing and making good runs. And I'm not going to have a rodeo chat this week due to some other commitments I have to make. But next week I'm pretty excited. So I'm not confirmed yet, but I'm waiting for answers. So I'm excited
awesome.
To, when I get the news, to announce to y'all.
You bet. Well, we'll stay tuned to Rodeo Chat there on Twitter and,
yes.
You know, get those links posted up and make sure that we can follow along, because we're excited about it. It'll be a lot of fun. Always enjoy seeing your chats. Now, you also provide a blog after your Rodeo
yes.
Chats weekly where you highlight everything, kind of write it all out. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, because a lot of times some of the Rodeo Chat fans, you know, they can't make the tweet chat on Twitter. So I've decided to, you know, after the end of the chat, you know, post the chat on my blog, which is Bucking Music, Rocking Horses on WordPress.com. So, you know, all the other radio fans can go back and look at the chat and see the other people we've had on radio chat as well. So it's great because it networks to, like, everywhere. Like I said earlier, radio chat's going global to, like, a whole bunch of different countries. Like, I have people from Finland and France contacting me on radio chat, you know, saying how excited they are for to see it. Like the radio industry and stuff like that, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that is awesome. Now, do you know what language they speak over there in Finland?
Oh, I don't know. I should know this, but I don't know.
Well,
do
you'll have to, no, I have no clue. I have no clue. I was just wondering if they're able to actually understand or if they have to translate there, you know.
They messaged me in English, so I'm assuming they know English.
There you go. Or they've got good translators there.
Yeah.
But all right, well, let's get down and talk about it. Paige, the PRCA had seven events going on between two states. Seven pro rodeos going on in two states.
The PRCA didn't it.
I'm telling you, four here in Texas and three in California alone. That doesn't include the ones that were in Canada. Yep.
Didn't they have one in Minnesota, like the Minnesota Horse Expo?
Yep, they sure did. St. Paul, Minnesota. They also had one in Alberta, Canada. So, you know, I mean, there's rodeos going on all over. Now, it's springtime. I don't know about everywhere else because all I'm seeing are either summer where it's 85 degrees or I'm seeing winter where it's 35 degrees like it's going to be later on this week. So there's no springtime here in Oklahoma, but in the rodeo world, it's springtime, and the rodeos, I mean, are breaking out everywhere. It's so exciting to be able
That's
to sit
great.
Back and watch what's going on. So, you know, I know that a lot of the guys that were there in Athens with us down there this weekend were also entered up in Mesquite and Lufkin and Victoria. The top riders that we were able to sit down and talk with, like Jay Morrow and those guys, they were entered up in Lufkin and Mesquite, you know, the Mesquite Rodeo going on. And, you know, there's a lot of history in the Mesquite Rodeo. That was the first rodeo that I used to see that was televised. I used to watch it on the old TNN Nashville networks. Yeah, shoot ya.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably before your time, isn't it, Paige?
Well, like, the funny thing is, like, I remember TNT because when I was younger, like, when I'd go visit my grandma on weekends and she lived in Vancouver, and we'd watch, like, music videos and old Western movies on that show, so.
Oh, yeah, so now you're making me feel old by saying that you used to go and watch it at your grandmother's. Well, thanks a lot.
No, you're still spring chicken.
Yeah.
No worries.
I hear you. I don't feel like one every, you know, very often, but, no, it really is. It's really great to see so many of these rodeos that were going on down here. Like I said, Mesquite had some of the top guys. Will Lowe ended up winning the bareback riding, which was really great to see. He's been riding here real strong lately. Of course, you know, going down to the saddle bronc, here's a guy that I did not see this weekend, but last weekend won everything, so I got to mention him again, Court Shear. That guy was everywhere. I think he placed in two events in Texas and two events in California last weekend.
Yeah, isn't he on the Cinch Jeans team?
He is. Yep, he sure is.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I know Cinch is real proud to have him on board with them as well. But down to the bull riding down in Mesquite, Michael Riggs, who's actually a Georgia Cowboy, won the event with 74. And, you know, I'm going to talk about the third-place guy quite a bit, Casey Huckabee. Now, I mentioned him before. This guy was actually he really is. He is doing some great things and winning some rodeos, winning money at these rodeos. But Casey Huckabee is a Florida Cowboy, and we had the opportunity to watch him ride when he was younger. You know, I mean, like a kid in high school. I was competing
with
this guy. Yeah, we would go to these amateur rodeos, and he was out there competing. I was. You know, he still had to have his dad drive him to his rodeos, though. and
that's
it was pretty
hilarious.
Bad when another bull rider that was there competing with you got along more with your son than he did with you, you know? So, Casey used to hang out with my son down there at those rodeos and all. But, you know, he is a
that's
great
awesome.
Young, talented kid. Yeah. so great to see him pull out a third-place finish down there as well. Now, Carly Pierce, who we saw actually finish second in barrel racing there in Athens, she finished third in Mesquite there this past weekend as well.
Right on.
Yep, a lot of things happening. Now, what do you know? Have you been able to follow along any rodeos this weekend, any pro rodeos?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to lie. Paying attention to, the PBR Canada, the Canadian bull riders. I don't know, there's something about them, the Brazilians, they're on fire. They go to it. They're not going to let anything bother them.
Uh-huh.
And, for example, Matt Triplett, he did amazing this weekend in North Dakota. And he rode, for 92.25 points. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's, his highest point ride.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm really excited that Silvano Alves is back to number one because he's my favorite Brazilian bull rider in the PBR right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, listen, we're going to talk about the PBR here coming up in just a few minutes, but we got to get back down to Lufkin, Texas, some of the things that were happening down there. Now, here's an interesting feature. Reese Anglin. I always mispronounce his name. We saw him in Rodeo Houston, but Reese Anglin, the Australian both bull rider and saddlebunk rider, won the all-around there in Lufkin, Texas this weekend in saddlebunk and bull riding. So great to see him do it. But Clint Cannon came down and won the bareback riding. So it was great to see him do so well there. Chris Harris ended up tying for, I believe it was in the sixth place field. We saw him win Longview last weekend. He didn't have very good luck down here this weekend in Athens, but we did see him place and win some money there in the bareback riding in Lufkin, so congratulations to him. But Casey Huckabee there again, winning the bull riding down here in Lufkin with 88 points.
Not bad.
I told you guys earlier, what is it, last week maybe or 2 weeks ago, I said, watch this kid. Casey Huckabee is on it. And you can bet that this guy is going to start making a name, and we're going to see him out there quite a bit. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to it. So, it was a great weekend down here in Texas as well as California. I know that Clovis had some big things happening.
Oh, yeah.
Big things happening
huge
there.
Shout out to Matt Cohan for taking all the pictures for all the rodeo fans, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I guess that probably the biggest news that came across, Cody Wright crossed the $2 million mark after winning Clovis this weekend. So Cody is winning some money. But, anytime you mention the saddlebunk riding, and the Wright brothers seem to go hand in hand. And sure enough, it seems like all of the Wright brothers placed this weekend there in Clovis. They all had a great weekend. But
that's good.
Yep, definitely got to tip your hat to Cody Wright for crossing that $2 million mark. So that's definitely great.
It is good for him. I mean, I hope to see all of the Wright brothers, out the NFR this year because they do so good.
Well, we've got to count them. You always hope for the Cooper, all the Cooper brothers to be there. There's so many brothers, and it really is a family tradition down here.
Yeah,
But the Cooper brothers also have a sister that's competing. Isn't that right?
I didn't even know they had a sister.
Yep, they sure did, and she was actually competing as well. So I'm telling you what, there is a huge family affair going on with the rodeos.
Oh,
they say
awesome.
It's a family tradition, but then you got the Canadians. You've got the Cassidy brothers in the steer wrestling, which we hope to see back there at the Wrangler National Finals. Man, so many. The only unfortunate thing about the Wrangler National Finals is the fact that it's only 15 of our favorite, cowboys and cowgirls out there.
Oh, yeah, so true.
But it really is. It's, the competition is tough, and that's what these guys are out doing right now is winning that money to get themselves in that top 15 contention. So I look forward to seeing this summer. Man, it's going to be such a great summer run. There's going to be NFR, guys everywhere out here.
It'll be interesting to see,
how they, you know, these guys are really getting out and traveling to so many of these pro shows is beyond me. You know, we had a hard enough time just getting to Athens, Texas, and here those guys are running to Athens and then leaving there and going to Lufkin and then from there to Mesquite. And, you know, some of them are taking flights to California to ride in Clovis, and it's just unreal. It really
traveling
is.
Traveling gypsies.
Yeah, that's it. You know, the great thing, though, is that what goes along with it are the stories and the friendships that you make along the way.
Oh, yeah,
and,
for sure.
It is absolutely a lot of fun, and we look forward to catching up with those guys. We're going to be on a pretty big summer run here coming up. You know, this is the cool thing, and I was just going through it today, Paige. The great thing is we've got such a we've covered so many events this year, ranging from the Professional Roughstock Series to the PRCA. We covered the Ram Circuit Finals. We were in Rodeo Houston for 2 weeks covering that. We did the PBR Iron Cowboy. We also did some touring pro events, one in Stephenville, Texas, with our good friends down there at KWBY. I'm telling you, we have covered so much already, but this is just
awesome.
The tip of the iceberg. We are getting ready to go on a summer run, and I mean, we're going to be rodeoing with these cowboys. We're going to be bringing you rodeo wrap-ups during the week as these rodeos are going on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and every day. So fans are going to really have a lot to look forward to here on Making Eight Rodeo Network as we bring up so much rodeo coverage here through these summer months. You know, it's Cowboy Christmas. That's what these guys are gearing up for.
Yeah, it's coming up.
That's right. It is. It is just around the corner. So we're getting ourselves ready to go as well. No more of this sitting at home covering rodeos. We're going to be out there with it. We're going to be in the thick of it.
There you go.
As a matter of fact, I was just looking to see where I was going to be during that 4th of July weekend. And that weekend, we're actually going to be in the Dakotas, between North Dakota and South Dakota. It's going to be fun time. Fun time.
Oh, that's awesome.
We've got so much to cover, you know, to cover out there with not just the pro shows, but the Professional Roughstock Series and the PBRs and IPRAs. I mean, there's going to be a lot going on. Cheyenne and lots of great highlights, you know, Paige. So
that's great, yeah.
It really is. Now, you're actually looking to relocate out this way, am I right?
Yeah, well, I'm working on and stuff. I don't know, it's in the works, and me and my grandma are looking around and looking for a place in San Antonio, because I'm in San Antonio right now. The other day, we're just looking at some houses online. My sister went to go look at a couple, so we're still doing our research and, you know, finding a good place that accepts dogs and stuff like that. So, yeah, we're looking.
Awesome.
Hopefully soon.
Well, you know what, though? It's going to be unfortunate because you're going to get here to Texas and we're going to be nowhere to be found because everybody's going to be up north rodeoing for these summer months. So.
Oh, I know it. But it'll be okay. It'll be all good.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. It'll be a lot of fun to catch up with you, Paige. But anyways, I think we should take a short break, and when we come back, we'll get into the rodeo action. We still got the Professional Roughstock. They were in Redmond, Oregon this weekend. And then, of course, we've got the PBR, and we've got a lot to talk about there. Some big things have happened over the weekend.
Yep. Sounds good.
So, all right, guys, why don't you stay tuned? You're listening to the Back on the Ranch show right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making Eight Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Eight Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakingEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making Eight Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With Buck and Shoot crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI. the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection. Great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment. From bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to Ride Right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafety1.com and find them on Facebook.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
You're listening to the Makin' Eight Rodeo Network. So sit back on the ranch and let's talk some rodeo history with all your favorites on KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM and MakinEightRodeo.com.
All right, welcome back on the ranch here on a Monday night as we are talking about some of the things that are going on, some of the hot topics in rodeo. And, wow, you know, Paige, I've got to say, you know, the like I said, other than the PRCA and the Professional Rodeo
right.
Cowboy Association, the rodeos that were going on between California and Texas, but there was a lot of them even up north. Redmond, Oregon hosted the Professional Rustock Series up there
yes.
this weekend, and it was
I
a great
pictures.
One.
It looked good.
Yeah,
yes.
it really did. You know, we had the opportunity to catch up with those guys a couple weeks ago in Louisiana and really see some of the action that's happening. And you know, this is like the PBR version of not just bull riding, but also in saddle bronc and bareback. And it is exciting to watch. You know, you talk about it's an invitational deal. They bring in 12 competitors from each event, and then they bring four back to the short round. And it's exciting to watch. I mean, Court Shear down there sold it. I'm telling you, I don't know if we'll ever see a ride like that again. And the funny thing was is it was all for naught because he had to get a re-ride based on what happened there with the horse. But when that horse got up, you know, fell down on him, come out backwards. I mean, everything that could go wrong went wrong with that horse. And I mean, Court just took it to him, and he started raking him and spurring him. And, you know, then the horse really started bucking, and I was like, man, you know, I mean, that horse could have put him in the 90s, you know. It was just unbelievable to watch that,
yeah.
you know, which is almost unheard of to see a 90-point ride
that's
in the, you know, in the saddle
yeah.
bronc. But, I mean, he just took it to him, and then he started hat-whooping. When he took his hat off, started smacking the back of his neck, just, I mean, and then six-shooting the crowd. He really sold it. So the Professional Rustock Series is such a great organization, and these guys are having so much fun at these events. And, you know, they're going out there, and they're hanging out with the fans, and they're doing stuff during the week and going to concerts and the Gator Ranch down in Louisiana and wrestling Gators. And
mm-hmm.
Man, so much stuff going on, but yeah, they really did. They had themselves a great weekend down there, and you know the cool thing is this weekend RFD TV is going to start their coverage of the Professional Rough Stock.
Yes,
so,
I'm excited to see it on RFD TV.
Absolutely, it is going to be fun to watch, and you can bet that we'll be tuned in there to RFD TV this weekend. If you guys are not sure, you can go to ProRoughStock.com and find out when and what channel it'll be in your area. So make sure you guys tune into that. But man, you know they've
mm-hmm.
got some great events coming up. You know, I know that they're going to be May 18th. They're going to be in Missouri with an event, as well as in June, they're going to be in Belfour, South Dakota, which we look to be up there with them. If things go well and we're on the
oh, wow.
we're in that
awesome.
Well, you know, if we're already out covering rodeos and things like that up in that neck of the woods, hey, why not
why
get
not?
Over there and check out such a great an event like the Professional Rustock Series to go hang out with Spud Whitman and Chad Nicholson and
for
all
sure.
those guys up there. So
yeah.
You can bet it's going to be fun. I cannot wait. But so
right on.
Idaho this weekend. It was Idaho, right?
Yeah.
The PBR.
Yeah. It was
okay.
In Boise, Idaho. Man, it was a tough weekend for a lot of Cowboys, it seemed like.
Full moon. That's the only thing I can say. It was a full moon.
Yep.
I did see that there were some injuries, and golly, man, I hate to see it for one of our favorite guys, the Australian dancing Ben Jones. I knew he was in the hospital and had some major complications, you know, had a broke collarbone, and, tough times for
him. Yeah, he broke some ribs and a collapsed lung, and as far as I know, like, he's still in the hospital in Boise right now, and I just wish him a speedy recovery and hope everything heals up well for him.
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely wish him the best out there. And, you know, the only good thing is I mean, obviously he's pretty questionable here for 2 weeks in Vegas for the last Cowboy standing, but then they've got several months off. So he's going to be able to get himself back on track. And hopefully he'll be able to do that to make that strong run there at the second half of the season there going into Las Vegas for the finals, you know.
Ryan Dirt Eater is out too. He just had surgery.
Yep. There were quite a few guys. Didn't Sean Willingham just have surgery as well? Didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Had surgery
so,
on
I
his knee, I believe.
Performing. Yeah, I don't know if he'll be riding at Last Cowboy or not, but you know, hopefully everything heals up for him as well.
Yeah, last I heard was that he was probable for it. So hopefully we'll see him back there at the Last Cowboy standing. Let's talk about this deal in Boise. Now, Silvano Alves ended up retaking the lead, and he did it pretty handily. I mean, Shane Proctor went 0-for-2, and
yeah.
Silvano ended up with a third-place finish, I believe, which gave him, I believe, over 600-point lead now, which is the largest margin that anybody has had as the leader of the, you know, they're in the Built Ford Tough Series standings.
Yeah, I mean, he's amazing. Like, just his mindset going into it, you know, he knows he has to ride his bull for 8 seconds, and, you know, he needs the points, so he just, you know, focuses on his ride and gets the job done.
Well, you can't say enough about the killer bees, you know, the Brazilians. You know, they were really kind of slow getting started, I would say, this year. You know,
right.
I think it's been a kind of a slower start for these guys than what they normally do. But, I mean, we're talking about Fabiano Vieira winning his second event of the season. So another killer bee. You know, we've got Joao Ricardo Vieira.
What about that? He took the first one to ride the bonus bull in the PBR this past weekend and took the money home. Amazing.
Absolutely. You're right, Paige. Well, you know, I mean, like I said, these Brazilians are on top of their game. And, you know.
Exactly.
I don't know what's going on with the American Cowboys. I mean, you know, they're going to have to really start stepping up their game, and you know, otherwise we're going to see another Brazilian champion, and deservingly so with the format that the PBR has. You know, I mean, if you're going to ride the Built Ford Tough Series, you're going to have to be able to compete against the Brazilians. It's just the way it's going to be, and these guys have got to step up their game. They got to start riding with more heart. You know. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the Brazilians to start with, about how they look off. They were looking off. We'd seen Guilherme Marchi and several of these others look off their bulls and end up hitting the ground, getting bucked off early. It seems to me over the last 2 weeks that we've seen less of that, more grit and determination from those guys, and they're winning events, and they're winning money. They're placing in these events, and they're all up there on the top, you know.
Right.
For the last several years, we've seen the Brazilians run the top 10, you know, and just really be in contention. All of them were in contention. We didn't know what Brazilian was going to win it. We just knew that a Brazilian was more than likely going to win the world championship, you know. And you know, to see these guys now kind of getting back into form, it's going to really make these American bull riders start stepping up their game and start remembering what, you know, they're going to have to start finding their heart again and start competing on these bulls. That we all know they know how to ride, you know. I mean, they know how to ride these bulls. They can do it week in and week out. So, you know, the good thing is we've got one more event. We've got a week off this week from the PBR Built Ford Tough. Then, you know, in 2 weeks they'll be in Las Vegas.
Speaking of the PBR, this Wednesday, I think it's this Wednesday at, like, 7 p.m., the PBR 2020 is going to be on RFD TV, and it's going to be from the Nashville event from, like, way back when.
Really?
A long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll have to be. We'll have to be tuned in. You bet. We will have to be tuned in then. That'll be a good. That'll be a good showing as well. We got a lot of rodeo coming up here on RFD TV.
Yeah.
It's going to be great to see. And of course, there may be a little bit of you know Randy Bernard behind that now that he's over there working with RFD TV. It's great to see rodeo getting brought back into the television networks. You know, I mean
that is
exciting. And, you know, not just the PBR, but the like the PRS, the Professional Rough Stock Series,
yeah.
And you know. It really is great.
Great.
I know the CBR's got coverage on GAC, the Wrangler National Finals every year, the Extreme Bulls, you know. I mean, there's a lot of activity going on the networks. We just have to know when and where to go find them. So hopefully
yeah.
we'll get these things out. And, you know, the websites are all posting when their television coverage is, so we'll have to start tuning in and finding them out there. But they are there, and it'll be a lot of fun to sit back and watch. So. Anyhow, they've got a weekend off this weekend, and then they are going to be back at it in Las Vegas for the last Cowboy Standing. So, who is your pick?
I don't know. I want to see Solzano or Alves, you know, went around, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see who wins.
You know, I'm going to go with the. You know, you can't go against the Brazilians. I think Guilherme Marti is going to have a weekend. I think Guilherme's going to have a weekend, and if there's going to be an American bull rider step up, I think Cody Lostro has got to be the top runner. I mean, this guy's been riding real consistent here recently, but also don't count out Jory Marcus.
I would love to see him win.
You know, I had some really good luck calling some of the plays there at the Ram National Circuit Finals in Oklahoma City a couple weeks ago. I called Dylan Warner, the matchup between Dylan Warner and Jawbender of Andrews Rodeo Company, and said that that is going to be a round winner.
Awesome.
It was not just the round winner, but it was also the high mark ride of the event down there at the Ram National Circuit Finals with 89 points. Dylan Warner took it to him, and I called it, so I was really spot on. Same way with the Saddle Bronc. Curtis Garton, one of the great Saddle Bronc riders there in Louisiana, was up here at the Ram Circuit Finals. He ended up drawing one of Car Pro Rodeo's horses, and I knew the matchup, and I said, you watch. If he can stay on for 8 seconds and make it to the whistle, that's a round winner. Sure enough, it was, and he ended up winning the Ram National Circuit Finals down there. So, you know, I've been pretty good about calling, you know, my picks. And I think that, you know, the top three in my book right now, Guilherme Marti is going to have a good weekend. I think that Cody Lostro, and I think that Jory Marcus is going to have a really good weekend down there in Las Vegas. So,
oh, that'd be great to see, yeah.
Those are my shots. So I'm just calling it. You know, I'm not a betting man. I can't put down any money on it, but you can bet those are my picks. So I would just want to make sure it's documented before we go into the last Cowboy Standing here in 2 weeks. So when everybody says, oh, nobody would have guessed that, you can look at me and say, yep, that's the one that picked it. So
winner, chicken dinner.
That's right. Winner, chicken dinner. So. Paige, you really don't have a pick for the last Cowboy Standing?
Well, it would be cool to see Chase Outlaw win a round at the last Cowboy Standing.
Sure.
I really like the guy. I think he's awesome, you know. It, like, this is the way I feel about it. Like, I don't feel like the PBR is recognizing him enough. I mean, he does, like, he just got his PRCA card, and he's doing PRCA tuning. And, I just think it's funny how, like, the PBR markets everybody else, but they don't market Chase Outlaw very well. And I think, you know, he should get more of a spotlight.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Chase Outlaw would probably be my fourth pick if I had to go with one. I think that we could see him do real well down there. But and definitely wish I know Chase. I had the opportunity to see that guy wake up at, well, I wouldn't say early because he overslept and missed the training down there in South Texas when we were there. But, yeah, he's not a morning person. But Chase is a great cowboy, and, you know, it's a good thing the events are later on in the evening. So
right.
He's usually awake by then. So, Anyways, you know, we've got a few minutes left here in our show here, Paige, and I think we're going to take some callers.
Okay.
And wouldn't you know we'd have one on the line? How about it? So let's bring on this guy. I believe he's down there in Arkansas. You know, we talk about Chase Outlaw being from Arkansas. I believe this guy is from Arkansas, Mr. James Phillips. James, are
yes,
you with
sir,
us?
Yes, sir. How are you? Yes, sir.
We're doing good, James. How are you, amigo?
I'm doing all right, man. Just ready to get out of this wheelchair and get back on my other two legs. I miss them. But,
I hear you.
Making predictions without me is like eating a peanut butter sandwich without peanut butter. But, you know, that last Cowboy standing, I love the format because re-rides are mandatory. And those
right.
Brazilians can't just take scores. And they're great, don't get me wrong. And obviously, Silvano Alves' strategy's worked. He's a two-time world champion and looking
sure.
at a third one. But if he'd take his re-rides, he'd be miles ahead of them, and there wouldn't even be a race towards the end of the year. But as far as picks go, for the last Cowboy standing, man, you can't – don't forget the sleepers like Luke Snyder and even J.B. Mooney, even though at this point in time it feels like you can't ride a stick horse standing still in the mud. When we're in Las Vegas and the lights are on where the money's the most, J.B.'s going to step up and shine like he always does, and he's
sure.
not afraid to get on a Bushwhacker or Asteroid, which, by the way, if you ride either one of those, it'll pay an extra $80,000 from what I understand. So, you know, it's just a really interesting event, and I'm not real sure how they're going to go about it this year because it's the first time they did it 2 days instead of
yeah.
just one. So
I
don't
was
know
looking
if they're just
going to
do 25 guys one day and then 20 next or if they're what they're going to do exactly. But
will
they
air on TV?
Yeah, it'll be on TV on CBS, I think, 11th and 12th of May. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. And Chase was a really good pick. Back in 2011 or so, I was on the road with a good friend of mine at some bull ridings and was gone a month, and that guy was hotter than a pistol. I think he bucked off three bulls and slapped two. Other than that, he rode everything he put his rope on, and I've seen him hang and drag. He'll do whatever it takes to get a score, and that's the name of the game when you're talking last Cowboy standing. Get the whistle, they're going to pay you. You keep getting the whistle, you advance, you go on. But Cody Lostro, you've got to have every Brazilian you can think of in the hat because any of them can step up at any moment.
Yeah.
Renato Nunes has really got to fix some things. He can't be leaning back on his arm that early like he has been doing and ending up looking like Stretch Armstrong. He needs to stay to the front a little longer and then get lean back like he always does if he has to ride that way towards the end of the ride versus the first, and he won't get slingshotted out of there.
Yeah, you're right.
Like one for his last 12 or 15, some ridiculous number like that. And being a world champion, you expect more of that, more from him than that, and he expects more from himself than that. But, you know, and this break's going to be really interesting because nobody can sit home and take it easy this year.
No, with this new format, yeah, with this new format with the Touring Pro events, I mean, it really, really opens up the door to, you know, these guys being able to step up. The younger guys being able to compete at these Touring Pro events have been getting these invites. Yeah.
I was just reading something earlier today on the PBR website that some of the American PBR bull riders are heading to compete in Brazil this summer.
Really? So we'll. So
yeah,
the
because.
Well, shoot, you know,
Brazilian
with
the Brazilian PBR events are 5 days long versus
wow.
this one-day event here.
So that's going to give them a kind of an open stretch to get on more and compete more down there. That's interesting. That's an interesting
same
take.
Same as Australia. That's
wow.
why they go over there, because they get more points. That's what I heard, but
wow.
It's interesting.
The money's also a little bit better down there, too, because they don't have as many events, and so you know, that's why you see all these Brazilians winning the Touring Pros, because the Touring Pro, the year in at the Touring Pro, because they'll win $100,000 at one of their major bull ridings. And there's one that they have, I'm not really sure on the date, but it's kind of like a World Cup. They invite everybody, down,
right.
And it's you know, the best top five of the PRCA and top five of the PBR and some of the other associations as well, and they've all done pretty well, but most of the time those Brazilians kick their butts, but, you know, they're used to them big honky bulls like Hawaiian Ivory and some of those bulls where we're just used to getting on. And y'all talked earlier about those, why the Americans aren't riding so good,
uh-huh.
The Brazilians, because those Brazilians will work out 2 or 3 hours a day, do 2,000 crunches, 1,000 sit-ups, 1,000 push-ups, and it really comes down to how bad you want it, you know?
That's right.
And I think this new format is really going to favor somebody like a J.B. Mooney and some of those other guys that are going to not sit home regardless, and they're going to get on a hot streak sooner or later, and when they do, he's going to be in the top two or three heading into Vegas like always, so it's going to be really interesting to see what happens there.
Yes, sir, it is. Well, James, I got to tell you, we're actually running out of time down here, but I do appreciate you taking a few minutes and giving us our updates. We'll see how things play out here at the last Cowboy Standing coming up in 2 weeks, but certainly appreciate your insight, brother. I know you've got a lot of it out there as you've been able to get out and even travel with a lot of these guys and really support some of these rodeos and stuff that are going on.
It's a blast, and also shout out to my good friend Reese Gates. Week-to-week basis, did something to his hand, some kind of bruise or something. I haven't talked to him in a while, but that's the report, and I'll shoot him a text or something here later in this evening or something and give you all an update.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate that.
But thanks for your time, and we'll be looking forward to doing this as much as y'all have me.
Absolutely, James. All right, take care.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, well, Paige, I've got to tell you, you know, as we wrap up here on our Back on the Ranch show on a Monday night, you know, a doubleheader. First, we had our rodeo wrap-up and aired some great interviews down here. You know, what did you think of that John Harrison, who was actually the grandson of Freckles Brown? I mean, you talk about that's
an interesting
a rodeo
interview.
It really was, and it was a lot of fun.
It was great.
I've got to make mention, once again, the getaway gals down here, 150 ladies dressed up as you know, as rodeo clowns. And I'm telling you, Paige, they were in the alleyway before the event, and as Sammy Andrews and his son and the rodeo personnel were coming out, they started clapping and cheering and hugging them and shaking hands with them. Oh, it was so, so special. And then they all came down to the arena afterwards, and they got a photo taken with John Harrison and the barrel. And, man, they were truly such a huge part of the show Saturday night. It was so much fun to watch these ladies. It was just as entertaining to watch these ladies up in the stands, you know, cheer and dance and just have a great time. I mean, it really
that's
was.
Awesome.
It was an inspiration to me, that's for sure. But, man, lots of great things happening. Now, what are your plans for this week? I know you said no rodeo chat. You've got some other things going on?
Yeah, this week is a crazy hectic week for me. First of all, I'm working a lot this week, and, you know, just getting ready to move and everything, and I'm actually getting ready to go to Florida because convention season's kicking back up again. You know, we're having of our artists that are we'll be performing at some fairs and festivals all over the world, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Excellent. Well, yeah, bring your bathing suit and enjoy that sunny weather down there. It's liable
sure.
to snow out here in Oklahoma. Who knows? I'm telling you, I just can't get over it. I'm ready. I'm telling you, Mother Nature is just not cooperating with us at all. But we did get a break out of our shorts here today and really enjoying this Oklahoma weather here for the next 2 days anyways. And,
That's
we're going to
awesome.
Be back at it now Friday. We're going to be in Oklahoma City. We're bringing our good friend, Bucky the Bull, up there to go work with 2,000 kids up in the
That's
Oklahoma
awesome.
City area. Yeah. They're going to have a rodeo display. They're going to have competitors in each event, but it's not going to be like a actual rodeo. It's going to be like an exhibition deal where they're going to be explaining to these kids the history of rodeo and stuff. And they called us up and said, hey, can you bring Bucky the Bull? So sure enough, that's where we're headed on Friday. And then as soon as we pull out of there, I'm heading back to Northeast Texas to go down to Louisiana for a benefit this weekend. Well, we're going to be down in Louisiana, so really looking forward
that's
to
awesome.
That as well. Yeah. Yep.
All right. That's great.
So anyhow, lots of things in the works, and then, of course, we're back on it, and the rodeo trail is there. I'm hoping we'll be able to get it back on the ranch show next Monday, and we'll kind of recap and talk about some of the rodeos that are going on, and, you know, who knows?
Awesome.
Who knows when we'll be able to catch up, but and I believe we've got some special guests tuned in here or lined up to come on board here with us during the next week, so fans will have to stay tuned to that. You bet. But a lot of changes happen on MakingEightRodeo.com. And, well, shoot, want to thank
awesome.
You, Paige, for taking a few minutes
oh,
out here.
Thank you guys so much.
Sitting back. Of course, we love having you on here with us and always
oh,
a pleasure.
Thank you,
so
appreciate it.
We look forward to catching up with you and make sure you have yourself
okay.
a great week.
All right. Thanks, you do the same.
All right. Well, guys, that is going to wrap up our Back on the Ranch show and our rodeo wrap-up show as we brought you a doubleheader today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and remind you we'll be back here next week, 7 o'clock Central Time, right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. So make sure to stay tuned until then. Have yourself a great week. We'll see you down the rodeo road.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that His love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes.
Everybody is a radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you're listening, you will be a believer, leaning on the truth that will never fall. Get in touch with God.
God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.